好，我们继续路德记三章我们从三章一节读到九节，刚才停在谁呢？
在我这儿。
那你知道不着急，慢一点，读到三章的九节。
路德的婆婆拿俄米对她说，女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处使你享福吗？
你与波阿斯的使女常在一起一处，波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？他今夜在场上驮大麦。
你常常问吧。
啊，没事。
第三。
啊、
哦、啊，这儿哈。哦，他今夜在
那是
什么？哦，你要沐浴抹膏，换上衣服，下到场上，却不要使那人认出你来。
你等他，
你等他吃喝，是我念吗？你等他吃喝完了，
到他睡的时候，你看准他睡的地方，就进去掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里，他必告诉你所当做的事。
路德说：“把你所吩咐的，我必遵循。
”路德就下到场上，照他婆婆所吩咐他的而行。
波阿斯吃喝完了，心里欢畅，就去睡在麦堆旁边。路德便悄悄地来掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里。
到了夜半，那人忽然惊醒，翻过身来，不料有女子躺在他的脚下。
他就说：“你是谁？”回答说：“我是你的婢女路德，求你用你的衣襟遮盖我，因为你是我一个至近的亲属。”
读到九节吗？
读到九
节。So at this point, Naomi realizes that Boaz is a relative of her husband, and she has concerns for Ruth. Is Ruth going to stay a widow all her life?She doesn't want her to be a widow all her life. She wants her to have a husband and to have a nice life, raise children. So Ruth, Naomi is thinking about Ruth here because she loves her.
对，所以这里呢，我们承接二章就看见呢，拿俄米已经意识到波阿斯是路德一个至近的亲属。那呢，拿俄米一直在考虑路德的一生的事情，因为路德还年轻。所以他特别希望路德有一个很好的归宿，能有一个家。
So Ruth needs a husband. So when Naomi thinks about the loss of the Redeemer loss, kinsman Redeemer, she thinks that Boaz is a close relative.Of her husband, and that Ruth can marry Boaz and have a wonderful future with him.
所以拿俄米在想到这件事情的时候呢，他就意识到呢，波阿斯是路德至近的亲属，是能够娶路德的，因为拿俄米熟悉以色列的律法，所以因为拿俄米脑子里一直在，其实他一直会考虑路德的未来，考虑路德的需要一个丈夫，需要一个家庭。
So God had given his people a wonderful law to follow. And if we could turn to Deuteronomy chapter 25.
然后呢上帝给了以色列人特别好的律法去跟随。我们一起看一下生命记的五章。
And Naomi knew this law, so this is what she was thinking about. Deuteronomy chapter 25.
25章。
Verse 5.
生命记二十五章五节。
Deuteronomy chapter
25. 二十五章五节，应该是三百二十九页。
And if we can read from verse 5 to verse 10.
五节到九节到十节，三百二十九页。我来帮大家读一下哈。弟兄同居，若死了一个，生命记二十五章五节。弟兄同居若死了一个没有儿子，死人的妻不可出嫁外人，他丈夫的兄弟当尽弟兄的本分，娶他为妻，与他同房。妇人生的长子必归死兄的名下，免得他的名在以色列中涂抹了。 那人若不愿意娶他哥哥的妻，他哥哥的妻就要到城门长老那里说，我丈夫的兄弟不肯在以色列中兴起他哥哥的名字，不肯不给我尽弟兄的本分，本城的长老就要招那人来问他，他若执意说我不愿意娶他，他哥哥的妻要当着长老到那人的眼前脱了他的鞋，吐唾沫在他脸上，说凡不为哥哥建立家室的都要这样待他，在以色列家中他的名必称为脱鞋之家。
So that was their law, that if a brother died, that his brother that was remaining was to take her as the wife, the widow, and raise up a name for the dead.
所以这是当时的一个律法，就是如果一个人死了，他的至近的弟兄要娶他的死人的这个遗孀娶他的妻子，那为他留后，免得他的后人在以色列众民中就没有了。
So since there was no other brother, there were just the two brothers. Remember, they died. So they had to find another relative that would act as another brother, like a kinsman brother.
所以，因为呢，路德就是拿俄米的两个儿子都死了。所以呢，这个就以至于他们要必须要越过他们自己的弟兄之间，再去外面再找一个至近的亲属来做这件事情。
So, she was thinking that Boaz would make the right match for Ruth.
所以他在想的波阿斯是事实上是最对路德最合适的这么一个人。
So she started making up this plan for Ruth.
所以他开始为路德考虑这个计划了。
And it was harvest season, and so he was Boaz was going take the grain out of the barley and have it in a storage. And so she told Ruth to wash herself, and take a wash, bathe, and put perfume on, and put really good clothes on, and go to the place where he was doing the barley.
所以因为波阿斯那时候还在场上干活，所以呢他们会当夜会住在那个打谷场上，所以婆婆拿俄米就告诉路德要沐浴抹膏，换上很好的衣服，然后到那个场上去。
One other thing I wanted to mention was the background of Boaz. The Boaz came back from the background of, you remember when the Israelites were first going into the promised land, and Joshua and the spies went in, and Rahab protected them, and she led them, told them how to get out of the city, and she hid them inside her place. Her name was Rahab, right?
Yeah. 所以我们都要现在先要讲一下这个波阿斯的背景啊。波阿斯这个人是从哪里来的呢？我们都记得在以色列人刚刚要进迦南地的时候呢，他们有曾经在耶利哥城呢，他们派了两个探子出去，那两个探子呢，最后是被一个当地的一个叫喇合的妓女所保护了，这个妓女名字叫喇合。
So you have the two, Ruth is a Moabite, and Boaz came from the line of Rahab.
所以他们当中的一个呢，就是波阿斯的祖先，他和喇合成亲了。因为喇合最后被救下来了，就是他们破了耶利哥城以后，整个城除了喇合以外，其他人全死了。所以波阿斯是谁呢？波阿斯就是这个喇合的后代。所以两个人都是外邦人，喇合是外邦人，然后这个摩押女子这个路德也是外邦人。
In those days when a widow was left alone, her husband died, and her husband had a piece of property, maybe because of financial difficulty, the widow would mortgage the property, or she had to sell the property to get money to provide for herself.
对，所以在那个时代呢，如果丈夫都死了，她只有寡妇呢，她有一块地呢，她有两个方案，一个呢，她把这块地呢抵押出去借钱，另外呢，她直接把这块地给卖了，目的都是要有足够的钱让自己能够活下去。
So maybe that was the case with with her that she had maybe before they left to go to Moab, maybe they mortgaged the property to get some money.
所以有可能他们在去摩押地之前呢，他们这块地已经抵押出去，已经得了一些钱了。
So the property was in kind of a frozen state, eh?
这个地其实那时候是在一个就被冻结的状态。
So another law that that they had was if someone had financial difficulty, a man from their own family, right, could buy that property and keep that property for that family that they bought it off of, right?
Yeah. 所以另外还有一个律法呢，就是就如果一个人很缺乏，他把地已经抵押出去了，他的一个至近的亲属也可以把这个地买回来，替他买回来，然后放在手上，直到这个就几年几十年之后几年再把地还给他。
See, the way the Lord organized the economy at that time was brothers and sisters were to help one another out.
所以上帝安排这一切其实都有一条主线，你会看见就是弟兄姊妹是彼此相帮的。
Everybody got into difficulty one time or another.
对，每一个人都会有碰到难处的时候，或者这时或者那时。
Even today, we get into a lot of trouble, and it's our responsibility to help one another out.
所以，即使今天我们也会常常碰到困难，所以这是我们的责任，就是彼此相帮，弟兄相爱。
You remember when Cain murdered his brother Abel, and the Lord talked to him, and Cain says, "Am I my brother's keeper?" That's what he asked the Lord. He says, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
所以你们都记得，当该隐杀了他的弟弟亚伯的时候呢？上帝问该隐有关亚伯的时候，该隐说：“难道我是看护他的吗？我负责看我的弟弟。”
He is responsible for looking after his brother.
事实上，他是要看护他弟弟的。
And so the Lord told him that. So here the same principle applies that they were to the families were to look after one another.
所以同样的道理呢，上帝在以色列人的律法里就告诉他们，一个大家族的人，你们要彼此相帮。
Otherwise, if that property went into somebody else's hand, then the original owners would be like slaves to them.
所以当这个地交给了这个如果被迫卖给了其他人家了以后呢，这个他最早最初的这个所有者呢，其实只能是自卖自身去做这块地的长工了，奴仆了。
And they would become poorer and poorer because of that.
然后这个过程当中，他就会越变越穷，因为他没办法翻身了。
They could not pay the debt back.
因为他这个钱借的钱他也还不了了，那他本来已经自己又变奴隶和长工了，他就更没有办法把这块地拿回来。
So this way, the property stayed was in the family.
所以这个用这个方式呢，就保证他们这个地呢，他的最近的亲属能帮他赎回来，就。这个地权就不会流从家族里面流散出去。
And also, the man who had died who owned the property, like it would have gone to Elimelech first and then to his sons. So Ruth was married to one of the sons, and the son died. So there was no one to carry on the family name.
然后呢，这里还有一重的原因，就是因为路德也好，他。他家族的他们两个兄弟都死了，然后呢儿子都死了以后呢，这个家族的名就开始没了，就他没有办法把这个家族的这个地包括他家族的名就可以传下去。
So in order to carry on the family name, they would find someone, a brother preferably, but if there's no brother, he would be a closest relative.
然后因为他要留存这个弟兄的名呢，所以最好是在弟兄里面找一个，但弟兄找不到呢，要找一个至近的亲属。
To marry the widow girl so that the children that she would have that property and carry on that family name.
然后至近的亲属呢，要娶这个遗孀啊，娶这个寡妇，然后让他们所有的孩子呢，所得的孩子中的长子去继承已死人的这个家业。
That's the way it is, right, Harold? Yeah, that's what I thought. So Naomi knew this law.
Okay. 所以拿俄米是知道这个所有这些律法的安排的。
So she came up with this plan for her daughter-in-law because she loved her daughter-in-law. She wanted her to have a husband. She wanted her to have children, and you know her own property and so forth.
但拿俄米从另外的角度，因为她特别爱她的儿妇啊，当然爱她的媳妇，她又希望给她的媳妇一个好的家，所以呢，她在这个心态里想法里，然后看见这些有这些律法呢，他就想去安排这个事情了。
So she says to her daughter-in-law, to Ruth, she says, "Is not Boaz with whose servants' girls you have been a kinsman of ours? Is he not a relative of ours?" She knew that he was.
所以二姐她说呢，波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？拿俄米知道是的。
He was a relative of her husband.
他是我们的，他我们丈夫的特别近的一个亲属。
So she told Ruth to go to the threshing floor.
她告诉路德去那个去场上。
Wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes.
沐浴抹膏换上衣服。
Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking.
要不要让人认出来，直到他波阿斯吃喝完了。
So in the night time when all is done, then he's going to lay down. And it says when he lies down, note the place where he is lying.
然后呢，当他睡的时候，你看准他睡的地方。
Then go and uncover his feet and lie down.
进去，掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里。
He will tell you what to do.
他会告诉你当做的事。
See, Boaz also knew the laws.He also knew the traditions, and Naomi was pretty confident that he did.
所以，波阿斯也知道律法，他也知道当行的事，所以拿俄米对这件事情非常有信心。
But Ruth was new to this country, new to the cultures, new to the laws. She didn't know anything.
但是路德是在这个国家里，他对这个神、对这个律法，他丝毫都不了解，他完全不明白。
But she trusted in her mother-in-law.
但是她相信她的婆婆。
That she meant good for her.
因为她相信她的婆婆要她做的一定是对她好的事。
And it says that he will tell you what to do. You don't need to know what to do. He will tell you what, Boaz will tell you what to do.
然后波阿斯会告诉她该怎么做。
And Ruth answered and she said, so she went.Down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, he went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile, and Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man, and he turned and.Discovered a woman lying at his feet.
所以，路德就按照婆婆说的行了。婆阿斯吃喝完，心里欢畅，就去睡在麦堆旁边。路德便悄悄地来掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里。到了夜半，那人就婆阿斯忽然惊醒，翻过身来，不料有女子躺在他的脚下。
So he was kind of surprised to find that there was a woman lying at his feet.
他很诧异，就是有女子在他的脚下。
So he asked her, "Who are you?"
他说：“你是谁呢？”
Then we read verse 9?
Yeah, we read.
Okay. So, I am Ruth, your servant, she said.
她说我是你的婢女路德。
Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer.
求你用你的衣襟遮盖我，因为你是我一个至近的亲属。
Okay, so now Boaz knew what all this was about.
所以波阿斯开始知道这件事情。是怎么样一件事？
You know, you could tell from the previous passages that Boaz had a love for Ruth, and Ruth had a love for Boaz.
所以我们从前面的章节看得见，波阿斯其实非常尊敬路德，很爱路德，路德也很尊敬和爱慕波阿斯。
Because this is the kind of man that Ruth was looking for—a man with high morals, high standards.One who loved God, the same God that she loved, and had a great deal of respect. And she knew that this man that loved God, he would also love her mother-in-law, because her mother-in-law had to be taken care of.
所以这是路德特别期望有的先生的样子，就是他非常有爱，他非常尊敬他的上帝，他也非常道德有非常高的道德标准，他也爱主爱神，这一切其实都是也能保证他能够照顾路德的婆婆，因为路德还有个婆婆要去养。
So she's telling her that you are a kinsman redeemer. A kinsman redeemer is the closest relative to you that can buy the property back and establish the name of that family again.
所以他说至近的亲属这里是有特别重要特殊的这个定义的，这就是指着那一个能够来娶她，去帮她把那个家业都赎回来的那一个人，这就叫致敬的亲属。
So there had to be two parties that were willing. Okay, the redeemer had to be willing to do his part, and Ruth had to be willing to do her part. Otherwise, the story would not be complete.
所以这里有两方都需要是本身都很乐意的，一方呢是这个致敬的亲属，他要愿意来赎也来娶，那路德呢也要愿意去嫁给他，所以这个是两方都得要愿意。
Now Jesus is our kinsman redeemer.
耶稣就是我们致敬的亲属，那个来赎我们的。
That's what this picture here is about in the book of Ruth.
这就是路德记里面一个非常形象的属灵的图像。
You know, our nearest relative in our human life is our mother and father.
我们在地上最近的亲属就是我们的父母。
And spiritually speaking, our Father in heaven is the closest to us.
属灵上讲呢，我们天上的天父是我们最近的亲属。
Than anything else.
比任何一切都近。
So Jesus came as a man.
耶稣是一个道成肉身的形象来的。
God came in the form of a man as a kinsman redeemer to redeem man.
所以上帝以一个致敬的亲属，一个人身的形象来做什么呢？来赎买我们这些做奴隶的人。
See, God created mankind, and in a sense, He feels responsible for them, and He loves them, and He cares for them, and He wants the best for them.
所以，上帝创造了我们到一个程度，他爱我们，他关心我们，他愿意把我们从最终赎出去。
So sin has separated us from God.
罪把我们从和神的这个关系当中分开了。
And we are slaves to sin.
然后我们变成了罪的奴隶。
Now Christ came as a kinsman redeemer to buy us back from that slavery of sin.
然后基督来变成一个致敬的亲属，来赎买我们从罪的奴仆当中赎出来。
It's just such a beautiful picture of the love of God.
这就是神的爱一个特别美好的途径。
Let's read further then.
我们继续往下读。
From 10 to the end of the chapter.
我们十节读到十八节读完。
波阿斯说，女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你末后的恩比先前更大，因为少年人无论贫富，你都没有跟从。
女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的，我必照着行。我本城的人知道你是个贤德的妻子女子。
我实在是你一个至敬的亲属，只是还有一个人比我更近。
你今夜在这里住宿，明早他若肯为你尽亲属的本分，就由他吧。倘若不肯，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，我必为你尽了本分，你只管躺到天亮。
路德便在他的脚下躺到天快亮，人彼此不能辨认的时候就起来了。波尔斯说，不可使人知道有女子到场上来。
又对路德说，打开你所披的外衣。他打开了，波尔斯就撮了六簸箕大麦帮他扛在肩上，他便进城去了。
路德回到婆婆那里，婆婆说，女儿啊，怎么样了？路德就将那人向他所行的述说了一遍，
又说，那人给了我六簸箕大麦，对我说，你不可空手回去见你婆婆。
婆婆说，女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就，因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
这个
So now he, Boaz, realizes that it's Ruth, and I think, you know, in the back of his head, his mind, he was thinking about these kind of things as well.
所以我们意识到呢，波阿斯当看见路德的这个事情以后呢，其实他脑子里也一直在想着整个律法啊，关于这件事情的前前后后。
He could see that she was a virtuous woman, that she had good high standing morals, and that she loved the Lord.
他也看见路德是一个非常非常有信心的属神的女子，有很高的道德标准的，他也爱神。
This is the kind of lady that he would like to marry and have for his wife.
这也是波阿斯也愿意娶的那一类的女子。
Because there was a good report from the town, right? It says, all my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character. And although it is true that I am near of kin, there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I.
所以他这里才会说呢，我本城的人都知道你路德是一个贤德的女子，但是我实在是你一个至近的亲属，只是还有一个人比我更近。
So Boaz had been thinking about these things already.
波阿斯已经在思考这件事情了。
So he tells her, stay here for the night, and in the morning, early in the morning, we would say, here for the night and the morning, if he wants to redeem good, let him redeem. So Boaz knew that there was a closer relative to them than he was. So he knew that fellow, that man, had the first chance of redeeming.
所以波阿斯知道那个人他有更近的，所以他有更近的义务去先赎这个路德。所以他才会说，今夜路德你在这里，但是明早如果肯为你尽亲属那个本分，那个人就由他吧。
So legally, it was that man's responsibility and his duty, and lawfully, that he was the one to perform that job of being the redeemer, because he was the closest to the family.
所以从律法的角度来说呢，那个人的确是更近的亲属，他也应该尽这一切的责任和义务，来帮助路德赎地也娶她。
Boaz was next in line after that.
然后呢，之后下来第二位的人才是波阿斯。
So he tells her that there is a closer person, but if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it.
然后如果那个人不愿意，我就来做。
Lie here until the morning.
他说在躺到这里直到天亮。
It says she lay at his feet until the morning, but go up before anyone could be recognized.
然后路德在他脚下躺到天快亮，人彼此不能辨认的时候就起来了。
See, Boaz was a righteous man.
所以波阿斯是个非常有正义的人。
He didn't want people to see women coming and going out of his place.
他不愿意让人看见有女人曾经到这里场上来过又走。
What would people think?
对，那样别人会想很多不该想的事。
So she left very early in the morning.
然后路德就在非常早的时候就离开了。
And before she left, he filled her shawl up with lots of barley.
所以当路德离开的时候，他给了特别多的这个粮食给他。
And said, and then he went back into town.
然后他就回到婆婆那去了。
So Ruth went back home to her mother-in-law and told her of all what took place. What happened?
所以路德就到他婆婆那去告诉他发生什么事情了。
So she said, he gave me these 6 measures of barley.
他说那个人给了我6簸箕的大麦。
Don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed.
对，不可空手回去见你的婆婆。
Then Naomi said, wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens, for the man will not rest until the matter is settled.
所以婆婆就跟路德说，女儿，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就，因为那人今日不办成这个事，是必不会休息的。
So she knew that Boaz would follow through with his promise of marrying and redeeming.
所以Naomi是知道波阿斯一定会按照他的话去行的，一定会完成这个事。
Okay, let's read chapter 4 now.
然后我们一起来读四章，最后一章。
We'll read the whole chapter.
然后我们一起把所有的整个全部读完，刚才停在那。
波阿斯到了城门，坐在那里，恰巧波阿斯所说的那至亲的亲属经过。波阿斯说：“某人啊，你来坐在这里。”他就来坐下。
波阿斯又从本城的长老中，拣选了十个人，对他们说：“请你们坐在这里。”他们就都坐下来。
波阿斯对那至亲的亲属说：“从摩押地回来的拿俄米，现在要卖我们族兄以利米勒的那块地。
我想当时那块地的是你，其实是别人在没有别人的，你可以在这里的人面前和我本国的长老面前说明你的肯书，就是你的不肯书就告诉我。”那人回答说：“我肯书。”
波阿斯说：“你从拿俄米手中买这地的时候，也当娶使人的妻摩押女子路德，使使人在产业上存留他的名。”
那人说：“这样我就不能赎了，恐怕与我的产业有碍。你可以赎我所，你可以赎我所当赎的，我不能赎了。”
从前在以色列中要定夺什么事，或赎回，或交易，这人就唾血给那人，以色列人都以此为证据。
那人对波阿斯说：“你自己买吧。”于是将鞋脱下来了。
波阿斯对长老和众民说：“你们今日做见证，凡属以利米勒和基连马伦的，我都从拿俄米手中置买了。
又娶了马伦的妻摩押女子路德为妻，好在使人的产业上存留他的名，免得他的名在本族本乡灭没。你们今日可以做见证。”
在城门坐着的众民和长老都说：“我们做见证，愿耶和华使进你家的这女子像建立以色列家的拉杰利亚二人一样，又愿你在以法他得亨通，在伯利恒得名声。
愿耶和华从这少年女子赐你后裔，使你的家像他玛从犹大所生法勒斯的家一般。”
于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房，耶和华使他怀孕生了一个儿子。
妇人们对拿俄米说：“耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无至近的亲属。愿这孩子在以色列中得名声。
他必提起你的子孙，供养你的老，因为是爱慕你的那儿妇所生的。有这儿妇比有七个儿子还好。”
拿俄米就把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。
邻舍的妇人说：“拿俄米得孩子了，就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
法勒斯的后代记在下面：法勒斯生希斯伦，希斯伦生兰生亚米拿达，亚米拿达生拿顺，拿顺生萨门，萨门生波阿斯，波阿斯生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。”
明白。
Carol, did you want to add anything from the last chapter, chapter 3?
I guess maybe I do. I just, I want us to make sure we understand who's who in this story.
我想确认大家都知道谁是谁在这个故事里。
So, who's Boaz?
谁是波阿斯？
Boaz is Jesus.
波阿斯其实就预表着耶稣。
Okay, so if the application is that Boaz is Jesus, who is Ruth?
如果波阿斯是预表的是耶稣的话，那路德是谁？
Me. Okay, that's right. Ruth is me.
路德就是我们，就是我们自己。
And so just two or three, just three things about Ruth.
有三件事情关于路德。
Number one, she was prepared to come back to the land of Israel and obey the laws that were there.
所以第一呢，她愿意回到 那块应许的给以色列人应许的美地，然后愿意去遵守上帝给以色列人的律法。
And when you and I become a Christian, we say we're going to follow the Lord Jesus. We will obey him.
然后当我们信靠耶稣的时候呢，我们说哎呀，我们愿意跟随耶稣，愿意顺服他。
When she came back, she said, the way you earn money in this country is you go and you take the food that's left over from the other people.
所以当他从外邦地回来的时候呢，他知道他得生活的方式是去捡麦穗，就是捡别人留下的麦穗。
So she followed the laws of the other people of the country she went to.
然后他跟随那个地的人去得着那个地的律法，就是犹太人的律法。
But she said, I am prepared to marry the man that God wants me to marry.
然后她说呢，我要准备去嫁给那个人，上帝预备好给我的那个人。
Orpah said, I can go back to Moab and marry anybody I want.
因为相反的呢，我有可能可以去摩押地去随便找就找一个摩押男子嫁了。
But she said, I will marry the man God has chosen for me.
那她说呢，我要去嫁一个上帝给我预先安排的人。
And then when she met Boaz, she proposed to marry him in a very strange way.
然后当她遇到那个波阿斯的时候呢，她表达愿意嫁给他的心呢，是一个非常奇怪的一个表达方式。
And she basically came to him and said, listen, I will do anything for you. I am prepared to be your wife.
然后他来到波阿斯面前，他说我愿意为你做一切的事，我愿意嫁给你。
And when we come to Jesus, we must come exactly the same way. With all the humility that she presented, with all the character, purpose of our heart, everything in our heart says, Jesus, I will follow you.
我们来到耶稣面前也是一样，我们要带着一切的谦卑，一切的诚恳，说我们愿意跟随你，我们愿意把自己的一切全心全意的都交给你。
So she is a beautiful picture of how we become Christians and how we must live when we are Christian.
这里是一个非常美好的图景，是我们怎么成为一个基督徒，以及我们成为基督徒以后是怎么样的一个生活。
So that's my few comments.
Okay, good.Yeah, it's a beautiful picture of Jesus, the Redeemer, and His church. How much Jesus loved His church.
所以这是一个耶稣以及他的教会，也就是他的新娘的这么一个图景，是他如何爱他的教会，是如何爱我们这些孩子。
And it's an example of how the church should be an example of Ruth's dedication and her love for her husband.And doing God's will.
所以这里也是让我们看见路德是如何的爱波阿斯，也愿意把自己全然交给波阿斯。同样的道理，主的教会也是一样。
So in those days, in chapter 4, in those days, they didn't have a registry system or they didn't have any offices or anything like that. Everybody met at the town gate.
所以在那个时代，波阿斯的时代，那时候没有什么登记所啊，没有什么信息中心啊。所以所有的事情全是在城门口解决的。
And at the gate, they discussed important matters, legal matters.
所以他们在城门口讨论处理很多最重要的事情，关于律法的事情。
So Boaz went to the gate to get the job done.
所以波阿斯就直接到城门口去来完成这件事。
And you know something, just like it said before, as it happened, when Boaz was there, it says, when the kinsman redeemer he had mentioned came along, it just so happened that he came along.
然后呢，第四章一开始就说呢，那个又是恰巧，那个本来最近的那个亲属呢，恰巧又经过那里了，这都是很巧的。
He was just the man he was looking for.
这就是那个人他要找的那个最近的，本来应该要去赎的那个人。
So everybody was there. Boaz was there. the kinsman redeemer was there, the nearest of relative, and the elders were there.
所以每一个需要在场的人都在那，伯阿斯在那，那个致敬的亲属应该熟的在那，以及所有应该做审判的长老们都在那。
Now they can all parties can sit down and do business.
所以所有人都能坐下来开始谈这件事情。
So he says, "Come over here, my friend, and sit down."
所以他对那个人说，那我的朋友，你坐下来。
This man didn't know what he was up against.
所以但那个人都不知道到底是怎么回事。
So he went down and sat, and Boaz took 10 of the elders of the town and said, "Sit here," and they did so. Then he said to the kinsman redeemer, "Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belongs to our brother Elimelech."
所以他伯阿斯选了十个长老就坐在那听他们讲，然后就讲的就从那个拿俄米从摩押地回来要卖族兄以利米勒那块地了。
So he said, "I thought I would bring this matter to this court or to this legal."
他就伯阿斯就说，我把这个事情就交到了，相当于一个临时的法庭了。
So she's selling her land, and this man is the nearest of kin to redeem that land.
然后这个人是最近的，应该熟的那块熟地的那个人。
So you notice here that the man's name is not mentioned.
你会看见这个人名字都没有被提到。
Because this man doesn't want to be in that picture.
因为这个人根本不想在这个里面有。
He doesn't want to be in the church, you could say. He doesn't want to obey God's laws.
因为这个人他不愿意顺服神的律法，他也不愿意在，就像新约里面他不愿意在教会，所以他事实上是没有名字的一个。
He loves his own ways.
不被神认识的。
He loves his own ways and he wants to go his own way.
他喜欢是自己的方式生活，所以他愿意过自己的日子。
So he says, "I thought I should bring this matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it in the presence of these seated here and in the presence of the elders." So he's saying to this nearest relative that Naomi wants to sell this land and you are the first in line to redeem this land.
所以他就告诉他呢，就是拿俄米要卖这块地呢，你是那个最应该买这块地的那个人。
So this man thought he had come into a great situation because he would love to have bought that property.
所以这个人一开始觉得哇，这事情实在太棒了，因为他特别想多一点地啊，他想去买那块地了。
And he says, "I will redeem it."
所以他说呢，我要赎的这块地，我要赎的。
But he didn't realize the responsibilities involved.
但他没有意识到呢，这个权利背后是有义务的，对吧？有另外的事情要做的。
He wanted the land, but not the responsibility.
他只要这块地，他不要后面的责任。
You know, the Lord puts on us responsibilities too.
那上帝也给我们有同样的责任。
Salvation is free to us, but it costs the Lord everything.
救恩是完全免费给我们，但是会给我们带来很多的属灵上的责任。
We are told that though he was rich, he became poor.That we in his poverty might become rich.
所以圣经说呢，耶稣因着他的富足，他自己变成贫穷。那因着这个呢，我们又从贫穷变成了富足。
So when we receive salvation from our Lord, we also have a responsibility. It's not that we just want it for ourselves, just a sort of a selfish thing.
所以当我们有了这个救恩的时候呢。也是一样的，这不是说我们很自私的就把这个东西就扣在手里。
We must accept the responsibilities as well.
我们也一样要承担相应的责任。
He says to the elders and to Boaz, "I will redeem it," as said. But then Boaz started telling him about the responsibilities that are involved in this.
然后那个人说呢，我肯赎。然后接着伯阿斯就告诉他当尽的职责了。
He says, "On the day that you buy the land from Naomi and from Ruth the Moabitess, you acquire the dead man's widow in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property."
所以伯阿斯说，你从拿俄米手中买这块地的时候，你要娶这个死人的妻摩押女子路德，使死人在产业上存留他的名。
This was the law.
这是律法来着。
This isn't something that Boaz was inventing, and because he loved Ruth and he wanted to marry her,
这不是因为波阿斯爱路德自己发明的一个律法啊，不是。
Boaz was a righteous man.
波阿斯是个很公义、很正义的人。
He wanted to give him the first choice. It's just like you remember Abraham and Lot. Abraham said to Lot, he says, "You choose which way you want to go."
所以波阿斯很正义，所以他愿意把这个权利呢先交给这个至敬的亲属，你先选。你们都记得当亚伯拉罕和罗德因着。牛羊草地不够分的时候，他们要分开，是亚伯拉罕告诉罗德说：“你先选。”
What would have happened if this man, if this man would just married or would have just bought the land and he didn't want to obey the rest of the law?
如果你想想看，如果这个人只是想买地，他不愿意去，顺服神其他的旨意呢？
Ruth and her mother-in-law would be poor and they would no have no food to eat.
那路德和她的婆婆就会变得非常贫穷，没有东西可吃。
The law made it so that they would be taken care of, and the family name would.
这个律法的设计是保证他们是能够有人照顾他们，他们有足够的一生有足够的养生的依靠。
So in verse 6 it says, "And this, the kinsman redeemer said, 'Then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate.'"
所以那个人说呢，这样我不能赎了，那恐怕与我的产业有碍了。
You redeem it, I cannot.
他说你赎我不能赎了。
He didn't want to help them out. He was more concerned about his selfishness and his own prosperity.
所以他并不介意那个要去奉养那两个寡妇，他更多的想的是自己自私的产业的事情。
You remember the story about Jacob and Esau?
你们都记得雅各和以扫的故事。
Esau was the eldest, and he had the right to the birthright.
以扫其实是那个长子，他是有长子继承权的一个。
He didn't want the responsibilities of that birthright.
但他其实不想要那个长子该有的义务和责任。
He didn't find any value in the law of God like this man here.
他也一样，跟这个人一样，他没有看见神的律法里有任何的亮光和任何的价值。
And he sold his birthright for just a bowl of lentil soup.
所以他有一碗红豆汤的价格，他就把他的长子名义就卖给雅各了。
Because to him it was of no value.
因为对他来说那完全没有价值。
And this man as well, to him it was no value if he had to give up his own selfish motives.
对这个人来说，这个除非他自己去买这块地，他有兴趣，剩下那些责任义务，他是一点兴趣都没有，非常自私。
So he told Boaz that I'm not going to do it. You can buy her property.
所以他跟波阿斯说，我不想做，你去做吧。
You can marry Ruth.
你可以去娶路德。
And you can take the responsibilities of carrying on the family name.
这样的话呢，就可以让他们在一家里，他们的家的名，又借着娶了路德，可以延续下来。
So in those days, so it says the kinsman redeemer said to Boaz, "Buy it yourself," and he removed his sandals.
所以他就跟那个致敬的亲属说，你自己那个致敬亲属跟波阿斯说，你自己买吧，然后把鞋脱下来，就表明他不干。
Yeah, a sandal was a means of like how would you say that, like a transaction sort of thing, a legal.
It's almost the seal on a legal
document. Yeah.
这个把鞋脱下来呢，就有点像在一个合同上盖印一样，就起到的这个作用，就是我确认了，我怎么确认呢？我把鞋脱了，就说明我确认了。
So this was all done in the presence of the elders of that.
然后呢，这是在所有的长老的面前把这件事情这个敲定下来。
So there would be witnesses there.
然后有证人是在当场的。
And nobody could go back on your word.
然后呢，就没有人能再推翻这个话了。
So it says, then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, "Today you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilionim, and Mahlon. I have also acquired Ruth the Moabitess, Mahlon's widow, as my wife.In order to maintain the name of the dead and with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among his family or from the town records. Today you are witnesses.
所以九节和十节说呢，波阿斯对长老和众民说，你们今日做见证，凡属以利米勒和基连马伦的， 我都从拿俄米手中置买了，又娶了马伦的妻摩押女子路德为妻，好在死人的产业上存留他的名，免得他的名在本族本乡灭没，你们今日可以做见证。
So as we can say in our day and age, it was signed, sealed, and delivered.
就像我们今天的日子所常常见到的是这签字，然后盖印，然后敲定，所以这件事情就作数了。
So nothing could go backward. Nobody could go back on their.
然后从这没有人再能反悔了，从那一刻开始。
So then it says in verse 11, it says, then the elders and all those at the gate said, we are witnesses.
所以城门口坐着的众民和长老都说，我们都做见证。
May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah.
所以愿耶和华使进你家的这个女子路德像建立以色列家的拉结和利亚二人一样。
So the elders prayed for him.
所以长老们就开始为波阿斯祷告了
and for his wife Ruth
也为他的妻子路德祷告了
that the Lord would bless them
然后上帝会祝福他们
that he blessed Rachel and Leah you remember those were the wives of Jacob the 12 tribes right
就像祝福拉结和利亚一样这十二支派就是从这雅各的这两个妻子出来的
the Lord blessed them
上帝很祝福他们。
Who together built up the house of Israel？
又像建立以色列家的这两个人一样。
May you have standing in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. Ephrathah is just an old name for Bethlehem.
所以又要你在以法他得亨通，在伯利恒得名。以法他其实就是伯利恒，是一个伯利恒比较老的一个名字。
So this is the land of Judah.
这就是其实就是犹大地一个核心的地方。
Through the offspring that the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah.
愿耶和华从这少年女子赐给你后裔，使你的家。像他玛从犹大所生法勒斯的家一样。
You remember the story of Tamar and Judah?
你们都记得他玛和犹大的故事哈。
Judah's son had died. He was married to Tamar.
所以犹大的儿子死了，所以最后呢是犹大娶了他玛。
And she required him. She required her father-in-law, Judah.To get married to one of the other sons.
因为这个故事也很奇怪啊，就是他，犹大的儿子死了，他玛是谁呢？他玛是他死去的儿子的妻子，也是个寡妇。然后呢，他玛要求犹大把，他没有死的儿子给他做先生，做丈夫，按照这个律法来。
That was the law in those.
这就是律法，对。
But he did not marry the son to her.
对，但是犹大不肯，没给他。
And so you remember she put on clothing and pretended to be a prostitute.
对，所以他玛呢就自己把衣服换了一身衣服，假装成妓女，就站在路边。
And Judah came along, and then he was with her, and they had a son.
然后呢，犹大经过的时候以为她是妓女，然后呢，就他们在一起就有了一个孩子，有了一个双胞胎。
His name was Perez.
那个当中一个就叫法勒斯。
And when she brought Judah to the courts, like with the elders, and she said, "This is your staff and your ring."
因为她当时假扮妓女的时候呢，她留了犹大的一个杖和一个印在手上，所以当犹大把她带到，以为她是从淫乱要生，因为她是寡妇嘛，要生孩子了，带到长老那边去的时候，他就把那个杖和印拿出来了。
Because Judah was denying that he was with her.
因为犹大不承认是他的孩子。
Before the elders，
在所有的长老面前。
And then when she showed him the staff and the ring, he said, "You are more righteous than I am."
所以当他玛把那个杖和印拿出来的时候，犹大就说呢，你比我更义。
So that's why Perez is mentioned here.
这就是为什么法勒斯在这边会提到的原因啊，因为这也是一个类似的一个故事。
Yeah. So then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. And the woman said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer."
所以于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻与他同房。波阿斯耶和华使他怀孕生了一个儿子。妇人对拿俄米说，耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无至敬的亲属。
May he become famous throughout Israel.
愿这孩子在以色列中得名声。
He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age.
他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老。
For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth.
因为是爱慕你的那儿妇所生的，有这儿妇比七个儿子还好。
See the provisions of the Lord?How much he provided for Naomi, how much he provided for Ruth, how much he provided for Boaz.
所以你会看见神的供应，神的爱，神如何给拿俄米做的供应，给路德，给波阿斯如此丰富的供应。
Then it says, then Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and cared for him.
拿俄米就把孩子抱在怀中，做了他的养母。
Remember, Naomi was telling the people of the town that don't call me Naomi, call me Mara.
你们都记得拿俄米刚回城的时候都告诉大家不要叫我甜，不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，要叫我苦啊。
Now the Lord has brought her back to Naomi again.
然后上帝呢把她又回带回到了甜的这个状态下。
Her life is full of joy.
她的生命又开始充满了欢乐。
And a good future she will be taken care of.
然后有美好的未来她会生活在那里。
So the woman living there said, Naomi has a son.
然后每个人邻舍的妇人都说，哎呀，拿俄米得孩子了。
And they named him Obed.
然后他们就把他叫做俄贝德。
And he was the father of Jesse, the father of David.
然后他就是俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父，所以俄贝德是大卫的祖父。
So then it says, then this is the family of Perez. You can see how the families fit together. You know, right from the time of Adam and Eve and all the families that are mentioned that followed God, right up to Jesus.
所以他把法勒斯的后代记在下面呢，你就会看见一条属灵的孩子的一条主线，就一路下去直到耶稣。
So the family line went into the line of Perez. It says, then this is the family line of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezra, and Hezra the father of Ram, and Ram the father of Aminadab, and Aminadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon the father of Salmon, and Salmon the father of Boaz, Boaz the father of Obed, and Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David.
对，这就是刚才我们看见的，这一路从法勒斯一路到那个兰亚米西斯伦亚米拿达拿顺撒门波阿斯俄贝德耶西大卫。
So that's a wonderful picture, a beautiful love story.
是非常非常美的爱的很有爱的一个故事。
And it's a love story that we know that it was fulfilled in Jesus, the kinsman redeemer.
啊，这也是一个爱的故事，最终在耶稣基督这至近的亲属赎买我们的里面得到了应验。
So the theme in this book, we see that there was faithfulness. Ruth was faithful to Naomi.
这里也是一个关于信心的一个故事。路德对拿俄米非常有信心。
She loved her and stayed loyal to her right till the end.
她非常爱她，也一直忠于她，一直跟随她，直到最后。
And Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz were faithful to God.
然后路德、拿俄米和波阿斯也都非常相信神。
And to God's laws.
相信神的爱和律法。
And God was historically faithful to all His people.
上帝是非常非常对他的子民是非常信实的。
And the kindness that was shown here in the story, Ruth was kind to her mother-in-law Naomi.And Boaz was kind to Ruth.
然后我们看见这里所表达出来的友善和爱，路德对她的婆婆是非常有爱的，然后波阿斯是对路德和她的婆婆也非常有爱的。
And God was kind to all three of them. He brought them together.
然后上帝对他们三个人都很有爱，他把他们三个都组合起来。
Otherwise, it would never have happened.
然后否则的话，他们永远不会有交集。
So God fulfilled His purposes in bringing kindness to this family, and then there was integrity too. Ruth had high moral standards by being loyal to Naomi, and she had a clean break from her customs and hard work in the field.
所以另外一个角度呢，就是他们都非常的正直。那路德是非常勤奋，非常非常勤奋的一个女子。然后她也不是像摩押地的那些人那样，道德标准很低。
And Boaz showed integrity to the moral standards that he had, his honesty and his following his commitment to Ruth.
然后波阿斯呢是非常诚实，非常正直，遵行律法，按照神说的一切他去做，也是非常正直的一个人。
We could see God's hand of protection over Ruth and her mother-in-law Naomi throughout the whole story.
我们看见的上帝的保护在拿俄米和他的媳妇儿路德身上，他是一直在的。
He kept them safe and secure in the field of Boaz.
然后他们让他。他们在这个波阿斯的田里呢，始终看顾路德的安全。
And then at the end, he gave them prosperity.
然后到最后呢，甚至给他们繁荣的未来。
From being a poor widow who's helpless, both of them were, Naomi and Ruth, into a wonderful place that he took them. You know, getting married to a rich man, a man that had integrity, a man that loved the Lord.
然后你可不可以看见这个巨大的转变，从两个毫无指望的贫穷的寡妇，然后神把他们带到了一个非常有钱的，非常正直的，非常有爱的一个家庭里，非常美好的一个故事。
And God demonstrated the quality of love and respect between Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz as an example for people to follow.
所以上帝把这三个人，拿俄米、路德和波阿斯，把他们的正直、他们的爱、他们的对神的信实，其实是给未来的一切属神的人一个很好的例子和榜样。
I think God, that's all I want to say about this story.
Very good. 我们今天就先停在这。You pray?
Yeah. Let me just say one thing, just in conclusion, very, very simple.
Okay.
The story begins with people who do the wrong thing.
这个故事一开始是以一些人做了一些错事和错的决定开始的。
It's a wonderful story because they had enough wisdom and nerve and honesty to come back.
这是非常美好的故事，他们有诚实，他们有正直，最终把他们带回到正确的路上来。
So if you ever do anything that's wrong and you know it, turn around and come back.
当我们任何时候意识到我们做错了事情，没有关系，转头回去就好。
And the Lord will bless when you come back.
上帝就会祝福我们。当我们决定回头的时候，他就祝福我们。
Yeah, okay, would you pray and?
Okay, maybe Harold, you pray for us.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
The fact, Lord, is that you're a really good storyteller. And. We've enjoyed this story. The fact is that our hearts have been moved as we've listened to the story. And we just want to thank you again that you love us so much.
Yes.
Boaz is the picture in the story, but it's so descriptive of the fact that Jesus really does love us. And the fact is he is all that we need. And what amazes us, Lord, is the fact that in this story, it isn't just Boaz working on the surface, it's God working behind the scene.
Amen.
To make it all fit. And so each of us would say, Lord, I want to be like Ruth and Naomi. I want to come back to the Lord. I want to submit to all his laws, but mostly I want to submit to the person of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just pray that you will fulfill in our lives the same promises and blessings that you fulfilled in the lives of Naomi and Ruth. And so we give thanks. You're a good God, and we thank you for it. You help us to be like them. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
迎大家都留下来吃个简单的。